Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show.
Can I give a quick postscript to our discussion about Mr. Jelly Roll?
Oh, certainly, yes.
I know he's super popular. I know you guys are big fans of his music. And when we were discussing his net worth, so clearly he's got, I can buy any kind of farm animal money he wants.
Got a donkey.
That was my question.
Didn't even blink.
Oh, yeah.
Bought a donkey.
Didn't blink. Yeah, he bought a donkey.
Yeah.
So, you know, I Googled net worth, and there's an AI summary now on the Google landing page. Mm-hmm. And as of end of last year, Jelly Roll's estimated net worth, $12 million. And here's kind of a little fun fact. As Biggie pointed out, it fluctuates when someone is releasing new music or touring.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jelly Roll's criminal record may make it more difficult for him to earn as much as any other country singer. For example, he can't leave the country.
Oh my goodness, he can't? Still?
He can't get permission? He's Jelly Roll.
It's Jelly Roll.
He's not a criminal anymore.
Not anymore? What'd he do? What's his criminal record?
I don't know.
I know he's got one, but I don't know what he actually did. I know he spent some time
in prison. He'll tell you about it, yeah.
Oh, he'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes speeches about it, of course.
Yeah.
But he went to prison. I don't know exactly what he did. And that's very...
Aggravated robbery for drug dealing.
That's it.
Arrested 16 aggravated robbery, 23 dealing drugs.
Look, the way my life is going, could see it. You know,
are we going to think less of you? You won't be allowed to leave
I'll
the country.
I'll still be me.
Yep. You won't be allowed to leave the country.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Crippling medical debt will change things.
He has really turned it around. Do you think he was a really good singer, like in prison? Do you think he charmed all the other inmates by singing?
I don't know anything about his youth. If he, you know, sang at his house or sang at school or sang at church.
You know, if we ever were to get Jelly Roll as a guest, which will never happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he does things now. Chris Kelly, you can never be his manager with him. He goes to prisons and performs and speaks to the inmates now.
Well, saying, I would ask him what turned it around. You know, at one point, not that long ago, he was in prison for dealing drugs.
Credits his wife for a lot. You know, because the story goes that, you know, she was working in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe escorting,
doing
some dancing. And, you know, people always call her a gold digger. And he goes, it's totally wrong. He goes, when we first met, I was living on her sofa. I was the gold digger.
Really?
Yes. And he says, you know, she turned my life around.
Was it that she wouldn't put up with any of his,
like
drug dealing? Mm-hmm. That's all.
And so he got, and he's like, she believed in me, you know, pushed me to do, you know, all the right, you know, do more with music. And
So he got right. For her.
Mm-hmm. For Bunny Roll.
Bunny Roll.
Yes.
Now, I hate to say this. I'm not going to say it. The first time I ever saw them, I said, who's this trashy couple right here?
Of course.
I was really terrible. But I'm so judgmental.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You look at the surface.
Look, she plays into it. I mean, she knows it. She's, you know.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. She very much. She's her own. She has a successful podcast. She just had the girl from Laguna Beach on that old show, Laguna Beach.
Mm.
Jay Cutler's ex-wife.
Kristen Cavalier.
Yeah. And she said something.
Gorgeous.
She
said
something.
You knew that too quickly.
Yeah.
I've been lately.
She is gorgeous.
She really is.
And she said something about Morgan Wallen. She said they were friends with benefits apparently for a while.
Wallen and Cavalier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said Morgan Wallen, great lover.
Who would doubt it?
Because actually Jelly Roll apparently came in to the podcast and was like, stop. You know he's on call and yell at me. Y'all going to get me in trouble with him.
She said Morgan Wallen was a great lover.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen has that swagger.
She said he's a player, though. She said you're not, you know.
She's with
when you're with him, you're not the only girl.
He's been with 100 girls. I mean, you know, because he can sing great. He's good looking. He's young.
Rich. Yeah.
He may be. I mean, what's the biggest success story of the last 5 years? Jelly Roll or Morgan Wallen?
I'd say still Morgan Wallen.
Unbelievable. He's selling out 100,000.
I mean, especially with the stuff he's done.
Yeah.
Every time you think he's going to be canceled, he's not.
He's almost like the country version of Taylor Swift. I mean, he's really a huge name.
Yeah.
He has become that.
But she said he is incredible in bed, and it was well worth it. But that, you know, he's a player.
Wouldn't it be great to have a woman say that about you on a podcast? Like, yes, you are so great in bed. I mean, it was just a pleasure to be your friends with benefits.
You don't believe it
because it's on a podcast. It was like, who said that about the comedian from Saturday Night Live that we all like, Bill Hader? Somebody said that about him, that he had, whoever his girlfriend or wife was, said he had a huge
giant.
Giant. She's like, he's got that. They said, what do you miss most about him? He said, his giant slong. Mm-hmm. That's what they said. It was the woman that used to be on the OC, Rachel Bilson.
Hot.
Big time.
Gorgeous.
Big time. I know all these names. I shouldn't know these names.
Neither one of you.
Why do I know this? Exactly. I know.
I had a lot of time off, at least.
With basic cable in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of, you'll never believe what Kristen Cavallari said on the Bunny Rolls podcast.
That's right. Listen to this. This is about country music also. The woman is an influencer. She made this comment on the red carpet at the Golden Globes the other night. Let me get her name right. Brianna Chicken Fry.
Ugh. I know this story.
I knew Chris Dim would think this is the most ridiculous thing. Yeah, Brianna Chicken Fry.
I will make two promises on this program at this very instant. You can write this in blood.
Yes.
I will never utter her name before I leave this mortal coil.
That's right.
And I will never drink bone broth.
Okay, right. We've touched on both today.
Neither will I. Okay. Neither will pass these lips.
A hot chocolate bone broth.
Pass.
Brianna Chicken Fry. Brianna Chicken Fry. I had to do a little research
what
on
does
her.
She do?
Well, she's an influencer. She used to be named, her real name is Brianna LaPaglia, but she used she started changing her name to Chicken Fry because she went viral when she compared her legs to Burger King's chicken fries.
Mm-hmm. She's on Barstool. She's big on Barstool.
Oh, God.
So she's at the Golden Globes the other night on the red carpet, and she dated country singer Zach Bryan. But they are no longer dating.
It was bad.
It was a bad breakup?
Oh, it was real bad, yeah. There was he pretty much, I think, just broke up basically via Instagram.
Oh, he did.
Post,
oh,
he did. And kind of moved her stuff out. Well, then she came back and aired all the business out because he tried to get her to sign like a $10 million NDA and all this stuff. And yeah. It's ugly.
Well, that makes sense because on the red carpet at the Golden Globes, she was asked, what are you looking for in your next boyfriend to be different from your previous boyfriend, Zach Bryan?
What are you looking for in your next partner now that you know you went through that last era? Height, hair, kindness.
Indicating it's the opposite of what was said about Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Height, hair, and kindness, which Zach Bryan had none of, apparently. Jeez. Chicken fry. Bam.
Right there.
Right across the bow. That's
you have
a
two.
That's a shot. Height and hair. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
I got a guy here who's got two. Will he do? No.
Two out of three. I've kept my hair.
This chicken liver.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken fry.
Whatever.
Brianna chicken fry. Yes. You said. Now, this is about, you were talking about Morgan Wallen, and you mentioned Post Malone a minute ago. Post Malone is being hailed as a hero, a good guy at least, because he was out drinking with his buddies on Christmas Eve, and a bartender is just now telling the story. He went to a bar called the Rail Yard on Christmas Eve. It was him, Post Malone, and Shaboozy.
Oh, wow.
Showed up.
Is this Nashville?
I mean, look, that's a good question. I believe it was, yes. So he's at the Rail Yard, and there's a server there named Renee Brown.
Renee!
Okay.
Post Malone and Shaboozy are here.
They're in your section, Renee.
I was going to go home. It's Christmas Eve. Tank. Shaboozy's here. Post Malone's there. So they're there drinking until 2 in the morning. Now, she's a single mom, by the way. And she's like, I need to get home, my kids.
It's now Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Eve going into Christmas Day. 2 in the morning, Post Malone says, we'll take the check. She says, everybody in here paid your check. They all, you're free. And that, you know, to me, it was like, golly, here's Post Malone and Shaboozy, and everybody buys their stuff. I guess happens every time they go out. So he says, well, I need you to charge me for something. Charge me a dollar for something. So she sold him something for a dollar. And then when she got the receipt, he had tipped her $20,000. Post Malone did a $20,000 tip. And she said that she was able then to buy more gifts after Christmas.
Yeah, the bank's closed tomorrow. You don't have cash,
Mr. Malone.
She said, I've been struggling to scrape by. She didn't have a car.
You better share that, Renee.
Put it in the tip jar, Renee.
Yeah, say, we share. We better share. Go in the tip jar.
20. He said, and he apparently he said, I'm sorry to make you work so late on Christmas Eve and $20,000. That's nice.
Mm.
That's something that's really nice. Did I tip Grayson, my stretch artist? That's between me and Grayson.
Did you tip before Christmas as is custom?
Actually, my previous stretch artist broke up with me before Christmas and moved to a different opportunity, so I didn't see anybody between early December and post-December.
Ching!
Score!
I didn't have to use the old, oh, the envelope, it fell between the seats. I couldn't reach it. I'll get you next time.
Why don't you swing by the station, pick up a t-shirt.
Yeah. Drop Biggie's name. It'll be fine. You'll do that.